country. The top five on the sure. Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Four, three, two, one. Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
Oh, Florida's a mess, right? With the election.
Still not decided in the governor's race?
Both, right? Yeah. Senator and governor. Right. So you got Bill Nelson is demanding his opponent, Rick Scott. This is in the Senate race. And Bill Nelson's a Democrat. He's the incumbent. Rick Scott's a former governor. He's a Republican. They're after each other here. Now, Nelson is accusing Rick Scott of bad behavior here because he's the current governor and he could screw up the results here. He's asking for a recusal. Says he's trying to thwart the process.
Sadly, it's become clear that my opponent isn't interested in making sure that every lawful vote is counted. Instead, he's been using his power as governor to try to undermine the voting process. He's thrown around words like voter fraud with no proof. He's tried to get the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to intimidate local supervisors of election.
What's interesting about this is that you are hearing more than ever that charge, that there's voter fraud. And this, you go back to 2016. Remember when Donald Trump in 2016 said, you know, he will fully accept the results of the election as long as he wins? And we all laughed at it. Like a week out, he said that. We all laughed at it. Like,
well, they were trying to get him to answer it and trying to get him to answer it. And then eventually that's what he said.
Yeah. As long as he wins. And he won. And then all the Democrats were like, whoa, 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 whoa. Right? And so now, and no matter who wins, it's the other side going fraud, 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 fraud. And that's crazy. It's crazy because we can't live like that as a democracy. We either have to trust the system or we don't. So will we or won't we? That's the big question. Now, here's Chuck Schumer. Thank God he's getting himself involved in this.
Donald Trump wants to rush the election and not let all the votes be counted. He said Bill Nelson should concede. Before everyone's vote is counted, what is he afraid of? If he really wants an honest and fair election, President Trump will stop bullying, harassing, and lying about the vote in Florida and let the election proceed without the heavy hand of the president tipping the scales of justice.
Okay.
But when was the election? A week ago?
Yeah.
Why hasn't Florida figured that out yet?
It is too tight. I mean, it really is.
It's tight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's 12,000 differential in the Senate race and 30,000 in the governor's race.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big state, a lot of
right.
voters.
Right, and there's millions upon millions of votes. So it is worth a recount. But they're only going to recount certain ballots because they only recount ballots because the ones the machine kicks out. And they have to look at them. And now we're going to go back to Hanging Chad.
I hope not.
Which, of course, was
the name of your band.
No, it was my
nickname in college.
Acting name when I was a young actor, Hanging Chad, because no one else in the union had it. All right, checking in at
number four.
Last week, the president blamed House representatives who did not support him for losing their elections.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia.
Friend of the show. The congressman from the Rokan Show with Anna Devlantis district, Adam Kinzinger, did not like that. And he said this on CNN today.
I was disgusted when I heard it happen. I mean, these are members that in their districts are reflecting their district. Some of them lost because people were frankly voting against the president. And I think if the president would have shown some more grace in that and said, you know, we're going to miss them, but thank you for their service. Instead of, it's because you didn't back me. And I can tell you a lot of these folks, Mia Love backed the president a lot. And that may have cost her if she ends up losing. I know it's still open. So a little more grace would have been a lot better. I was very disgusted when I heard that. And I'm like, well, let's go forward and look at how we're going to do better in 2020.
not often you see that kind of level of criticism against the president from Congressman Kinzinger.
Well, he disagrees
on policy, but here he's
tone. He's talking about tone here, and
that's right.
And he's right. And I mean, this is a ridiculous moment. I would like the president to act as the president of the United States. He's got a whole year here now to do that. He's got 2019, where he can act like the president of the United States. He can go back into campaign mode in the 1 year from now, you know, as we head into the fall, toward 2020, toward the primaries. That's fair, and that's a way to be. But can he put down the partisan lancet here and be the president, or is it constant campaign mode? Now, this argument has been made throughout the entire 21st century about how these guys never get off the campaign trail. And that has been true. But the president is really, 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 really caught in that. And I would like to see him actually do something not just in the best interests of his campaign or himself personally, and say things that are, you know, kind of healing and show a level of compassion for the people of the United States of America and for the place of the United States in the world. Am I asking too much?
I don't think so.
Where's the Zinfandel?
I think you still have some there.
Give me the Zinfandel! Kim Gordon, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, Illinois' bicentennial birthday celebration may not be living up to the hype.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
Top 5-5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Oh, boy. You know, it sweeps on television.
So yeah, you're going to see some things.
And over at NBC5, they got a special. They got something going. Your old home, Anna.
Yeah.
Your old home. Phil Rogers, one of the great reporters in this town in history. Radio reporter par excellence, a television reporter par excellence.
What has he got?
Outrageous things you see every day on the train.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, boy. He talked to CTA employees about things that they see when they're driving the trains or working the trains. And here's Thomas Moore. He talks about how someone was shot on his train last June, and there are no monitors to see what's going on.
As soon as I stepped out of the motor cab, I saw the blood going down all the way down the platform. I can hear audible sound, but I can't see what's going on because they have programmed the cameras to not turn on until the train is completely stopped.
It's crazy.
What?
You know, now here's the problem.
See,
that they have to, CTA's got great in-station cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They got to change the cameras on the trains. And quite honestly, I know it's expensive. And I don't know how they're going to, I'm not responsible for the budget here. So it's unfair for me to comment on this, but I'm going to do it anyway. They took the conductors out of the trains 20 years ago. They should put them back in. You should put another human being on that train. They got the motorman at the front, and there should be another person back there who's a CTA employee who's got a radio. That's the way I look at it. Now, here's what's worse, though. Here's Ken Franklin. He shared a story in which he says that there are bed bugs on the train.
This is like out of a horror story. We've had individuals, homeless, so infested with bed bugs that you can see the bugs' activity on their person.
Oh, hell no!
Combine that with the Sun-Times story about how some of the employees were doing their business on the train.
Yeah.
And people were actually blaming the homeless people for it. But
yes,
they had
but
bad
employees. Yeah. All right. You know, we're going to have to get to the two and the one on the other side, as well as Bill Clinton reading Walt Whitman, the dirty stuff. That's all coming your way after Kim's news at the bottom of the hour, which is right around the corner. Hey! Right, it's the Roe Conn Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. Okay. Now, we did not get all the way through the top 5-5.
No.
Part of it might be the fact that Binney's was here earlier. That could be an issue.
A little slower than usual.
Yeah. But we have to do that. And then we are going to read, I know this is going to sound crazy, but we should probably read some Walt Whitman on the air. And there's a reason for it. It's in the news today. Turns out that Bill Clinton gave Monica Lewinsky a poem from Walt Whitman. And you're like, oh, that's...
Isn't that sort of sweet in some weird way, even though the circumstances weren't?
Right. Turns out not.
No.
Turns out it's
very calculated.
Walt Whitman's dirtiest poem. And I have just read it, and I swear to God...
I know.
I cannot believe what's in it.
Some innuendos there?
Oh.
Oh.
Big time.
It's from 1900, and this is how they... This was porn from 1900.
That Walt Whitman.
Yeah.
Walt Whitman.
We are going to read that to you coming up in just a moment. But let's finish the top five
let's
first,
do that.
Right? Okay, here we go.
Number two.
Cody Parkey. Remember back in Sunday when he missed all field goals?
Cody Parkey hits the upright and the extra point. That's two now. 13 out of 16, 41 yards away, and that, boy, he can hit those across games toward the uprights.
Oh, God.
Can you believe this? He's four uprights today.
Oh, my God. The roar of the crowd and the doing.
Did you hear me booing back there? Did you hear that was me?
Weren't you screaming?
That was me screaming.
The boing. Each time.
Remember when we used to say Connor barfed it?
Right. Yeah.
Right. We thought that was bad.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No. Gotta play that one more time, because this has to settle in.
Cody Parkey hits the upright and the extra point. That's two now. 13 out of 16. 41 yards away. And that.
Oh.
Well, he can hit those uprights, can he? Toward the upright.
Oh.
Can you believe this?
It's the thing that happens, though. You hear it through the entire stadium.
See, I'm watching it, the broadcast. I don't think you felt that quite the same way.
Yeah, at Soldier Field, you felt it.
You actually reverberating. Feel it reverberate. Through. Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy how loud that is.
Right, and then the crowd goes, ooh, no. And then everyone boos and says, get out of here, Parkey.
Because it's like a big tuning fork. It just right. When you hit it, it vibrates through the whole stadium.
To add insult to injury.
Right.
Right.
Oh, 6 inches? Is that how wide it is that we decided that he made?
Yeah, I think it's 6 inch in diameter. Six or eight.
I think it's four width. Yeah, 6 inch
Pick
in diameter.
Pick six or eight.
Yeah, I always say eight. I go with eight.
Yeah, it works.
And whatever it is. But when you hit it, and then there's Staley standing back there.
What did he do?
You know, and Staley's got to act like he's interested in it. Right? Oh, yeah, no, yay! Staley's always got to be up for whatever happens.
Staley's
and his big
great.
Gut's kind of moving up and down. And even Staley's like, oh, what the?
They had a holdback guy for Staley. He was trying to take out Parkey. Get back, Staley. Get back.
Well, as it turns out, that this did not miss the Jimmy Fallon writing team because they decided to take the Bears apart.
Chicago Bears kicker Cody Parkey hit the field goal posts four different times in the same game. Did you see this? In his defense, that's actually way harder to do. I mean, wow, that's pretty awesome. That's fantastic. And then after the game, it took him four tries to get through the locker room door. It's like,
oh.
Parkey burned.
Oh,
did you see that Robbie Gould was watching last night, Monday Night Football?
Oh.
Giants and 49ers, and Robbie is now kicking for the 49ers.
With a 95% accuracy ratio.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's what Lou Canellis told us.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Anyway, he hit a really good one last night. That was a very, it's two
yeah, 53
awful,
yarder.
Two awful teams, and it was a fun game to watch. And Robbie Gould was almost a star late in the game for the 49ers. And they talked about how Robbie Gould would practice by hitting the upright.
When he was here at the Soldier's Field, he was known to do that as part of his warm-up.
Yeah, right. He'd line up in the corner of the end zone and try to hit it from the side, and that was the way
he
practiced.
An accuracy to, you know, kind of exactly where on his foot he wanted to hit it so it was going straight.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Precisely where he was placing it.
Now, I do understand that the coach, Matt Nagy, or do you say Nagy, is going to send him down here this week, right? They're going to do some practices on Soldier Field?
They haven't said for sure, but that's a possibility.
Oh, what do you mean it's a possibility? Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they said. But yeah, Robbie Gould and the guys like Kevin Butler used to come down here all the time and kick because obviously the conditions are much different here than anywhere else. So
right.
Why wouldn't you come here and kick?
In Lake Forest, their facility is a couple miles off the lake.
Very different conditions.
This is right on the lake.
Right.
And especially right now when it's cold and kind of weird and blustery, I mean, this is the perfect time to come down here. I would have him down here 8-hour days down here of kicking the ball. 8 hours.
Have him sleep at the stadium.
Right. I mean, that was the most pathetic performance I've ever seen from a Chicago Bears place kicker in history.
Robbie Gould, 3-for-3 last night, made both extra points. Oh, 53-yarder as well. Gold.
Bob Thomas, who was the most questionable of Bears kickers from back in the day, I never saw Bob Thomas ever make a mistake like that. Ever. And now he's a Supreme Court Justice in the state of Illinois, so I'd like to say he looks great.
Brilliant man.
Yes. So Cody Parkey can only hope to one day become a Supreme Court justice, I think. That's all I'm going to say about this.
Well, he's got to turn it around.
We'll never forget the name, though, Cody Parkey.
Although, no announcer in the NFL knows what his name is. Cody Parker coming up onto the...
He was the same announcer, though, that also called Kyle Fuller, Kurt Fuller.
Right.
And Brian Callahan instead of Bryce Callahan.
There were some issues, yes. Cody Parkey.
Javathian.
Cody Parker.
Cody Pecker out here.
The guy that can hit it.
Let's call him Cody Pokey, or Posty. Posty, I think, is a good name for now.
It's just
go past
it's
that.
All bad. All right,
it'll
here
be
we
better.
Go.
Number one.
So we lost Amazon.
Yeah.
But some marketing company decided that it would be a good idea to send a message to all the cities that lost, a specific message to each city that lost the whole Amazon challenge here, through Alexa to each home to make us feel better about ourselves, mm-hmm. including Chicago. Yep. And this may be the Cody Parkey of advertising attempts.
Hello, Chicago. Sorry about the HQ2 rejection. But if it's any consolation, you were the second city we chose. Get it? It's funny because one of your nicknames is the second city, and that's also the name of the comedy institution in your city. Ha 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 ha. Comedy.
We don't need that.
Oh, it just gets worse.
Speaking of comedy, that's why we didn't go with you. We were intimidated by your comedic prowess. Improv, sketch, stand-up. You're too funny, Chicago. We can't match that wit and spot-on delivery. Well, the delivery thing we can do. More comedy. Ha 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 ha. Being this funny is just exhausting. That's why, although you are the Windy City, we couldn't make you the W-I-N-D City. Sorry for that one.
Oh boy.
You think that was bad?
It gets worse.
Even with the cognitive computational power of our servers, that joke was the best we could do. We'll just leave you with this. Knock knock. We are. We are sorry, Chicago. Disclaimer.
Okay.
Well, yeah. The disclaimer is important because it's not from Amazon. So Amazon didn't issue that apology.
Right. It was from a marketing company.
Well, right. But Amazon didn't hire that marketing company either.
There's a bit they did.
I would like that marketing company to apologize through Alexa. I don't know. How do they get to Alexa? How do they even happen? This is what scares me about the world in which we now live, right? Your phone is making decisions for you. That thing, that little puck, that hockey puck on your table is making decisions for you. I would like to make decisions for myself. I probably shouldn't, but I trust myself more than that. And why is that telling me with really bad comedy to feel better about the fact that 50,000 jobs left?
She's breaking up with you. That's what she's doing.
Great WGN flash briefing, though, by the way. Check your settings for WGN. Let's throw that out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Say play WGN radio on TuneIn.
That's right. And set your flash settings.
Set your flash settings for WGN. Or, well, actually for just Chicago News. Aren't we the home of Chicago News and mm-hmm. Alexa?
We are.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We don't need them here to do that.
All right.
Makes you feel any better? New Yorkers are now upset as they take a look at the deal, and turns out they're going to be subsidizing the Amazon executive helipad.
Well,
taxpayers will pay for that.
That's like the competition. Happy. You know, everyone was throwing everything in the kitchen sink at them.
And they're like, whoa, it actually happened? Whoa, oh, wait, no. Wait.
We really got to pay for that?
That new congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, right? She's the communist?
Socialist. She's a
whatever.
Socialist.
Same thing. She is. She's already started a get rid of Amazon push because that's her district. It's going into in Queens. Right.
So maybe we're still alive here.
No. The breakup is on.
No, the breakup's on. We don't want them.
Nope.
We're not going to take them back.
We're not taking Poppy Seconds.
We're not good enough.
No, you, Jeff Bezos, and your jobs. Your jobs.
Pay $115,000 and more.
Take those back. And your algorithms.
Keep them.
Right.
But send back the sweater.
Right, and your marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yo, go home. We're not going to take you back. Wait, you're going to... Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, okay, we'll have dinner with you.
We'll think about it.
Kim, what's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?
Melania Trump wants to tell a White House national security advisor, you're fired.